Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay. There seems to have been just a bit of confusion today, and so I had thought this show was going to start at 9 o'clock, and apparently it started at 8:30. And so we're going to have a very short show today, and ideally probably we'll just go on and do the show the next time, next week again. The show today is about respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We all are familiar with that song, I believe. And I don't even know if that's the name of it, but it's about just showing a little bit of how we all want to have a little bit of respect. And the reality is every one of us wants to have respect. It's not a, I'm a bit taken back by the fact that I wasn't here on time and the show has gone on for so long. So forgive me while I recollect my thoughts, but so often in life, we look at the world through the vision of our eyes. And I will be frank with you, because we don't feel that people are showing respect to us. Many times we give back what we perceive we have gotten. And the question we need to ask ourselves is that who I am? If you will recall, In the Bible, there is a discussion between God and, I believe it was Moses, and God told Moses to tell the people that he had come at the behest of, and God gave his name, I Am. Now, maybe a little bit extreme for some people to think that we are, in fact, parts of God. But if you think about it in terms of faith and religion, many times they say, and it is stated, that we are the children of God. If we are the children of God, then we are part of God. Just like we are part of our moms and dads and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and you can go all the way back. So with that said, when you feel like striking out, you need to take some time to say, is this who I am? And significantly, as I say that to you right now, that's really something that we all should be doing on a fairly regular basis, identifying who I am, each one of us. How much time do we spend in contemplation of who I am? It's an interesting question. And I would encourage you today to spend some time and write down four or five things that reflect who you are today. Now, you don't need to judge those things or disrespect yourself for who you were yesterday. But rather, pull it together and look at who you are right now, who you propose to be in this moment. These particular quotes are beautiful from the Dalai Lama. Be kind whenever possible. It is always kind. It is always possible. I was going to suggest that you put I am kind on your list. The next one, our primary purpose in life is to help others. And if you can help them, at least don't hurt them. Wow. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. So let's spend a few moments right now collecting our thoughts and thinking about who each of us are as we focus on I am. And we normally start this show with Be Still Thy Soul because it is a discussion, frankly. It is a discussion about the fact that we are all equipped to be all that we can be. We all come with what we need to be who we are. Or stated in terms of today's program, I am equipped with what I need to be who I am. I am equipped with what I need to be who I am. So with that said, we're going to listen to Anaya's Be Still Thy Soul, and we're going to focus on who each one of us will focus on the question of I am respectful. Not the question, but the fact. Each one of us will focus on the fact I am kind. And perhaps most importantly, each one of us will focus on the idea that I am part of all that is. I am part of God. I am part of love. I am a part of you. So with that in mind, I would encourage everyone once again to breathe through the soles of their feet, because the distance for having a long breath is much easier there. So to remember that breathing can be sipping. It does not have to be pulling in a huge, giant breath and then trying to hold it for a minute, but instead pulling in the breath and sipping it fuller and fuller and fuller and fuller as you go through your meditative exercise. It's kind of like this 5K that I'm preparing for. When I hear them say go and I start racing like I'm in a 100-yard challenge, I start tiring out. But if I just slow down and pace myself, I'm able to do this. And you are able to meditate with long, soothing, refilling, refreshing, reoxygenating breath by simply pulling in breath. It's a characteristic that singers have mastered. Pulling in the breath in bits and sips as you proceed and expelling it at the end. And I would encourage you as you expel, to expel, I am who I am supposed to be. So we're going to pull the breath in. You're going to pull it up the front of your calves, up the front of your thighs. You're going to sneak to the back and cross the buttocks. Link up with your tailbone, your divining rod. And you are going to pull this wonderful breath up through your body. Starting first with crossing the base chakra and making the breath fearless breath. I am fearless. Coming next to the sacral chakra, I am creative. Coming next to the healing chakra, the solar plexus, I am a healer. I am healing. It's kind of a combo deal. Pulling the breath next up to the heart, I am loving. pulling the breath up to the throat. I am forgiving. Pulling the breath to the third eye, pausing for a moment. I am manifesting, and manifest yourself as all that you have said, fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving. And then take your breath through your crown chakra and allow it to unite with the breath of God. I am breathing with God. And now breathing out, I am who I am supposed to be. You should have enough time to do that at least 3 times, if not more. Make me one source of light. But let's change the way we say that. I am one source of light. And what I have done here is I have expanded the show out so that we will have a full hour. It's going to be an awkward hour, and perhaps I'll stop it a little bit early. But when all is said and done, we will have a chance to talk about this topic of respect and how respecting others is our vehicle to connecting with God, and how respecting ourselves is at its core crucial and essential to respecting others. Now, what I would like you to do for a moment, if you can please, is think in your mind now. Begin, you've prepared your body, you've recognized, you have your tools. Now let us all come together in a meditative mode. And we're going to meditate together in a guided meditation. But what we're going to talk about is those things that you respect about yourself. And we're going to go through a process of drawing those positive things about you to you today. And we're going to start focusing your mind on the things that you do that are well, that are done well, that accomplish, that serve others, and thereby serve you. And we're going to do that through a slow process, and it's going to take a few minutes to get it done. But when it's done, I believe I can almost guarantee that you are going to feel good about you. You are going to feel and recognize your value. And so we're going to begin with that. And what we're going to do today during the program is be kind to you. Be kind to you. And if there is anyone who would like to call in and share about an episode where they've shown respect for others, let's do that. But let's work on showing respect for others by starting with respect for ourselves. And so I would like for us to continue in this mode that we are in. And I would like us to hold each other's hands, and in between, we're going to hold the hands of God. And so we're going to begin that process by listening to a rather long piece of music. It's Kobayaka's Pathless Journey, and I'm going to play it behind, but first I'm going to, and I will lower the volume, but first I want you to get in sync with that music. I want you to begin feeling it flowing through your body. And so I will turn it up for 2 minutes after we get started here. Let me get this here. The switchboard is not my friend. At times, I may not achieve what we need, but let's start with this. Think about this pathless journey that puts all of the power in your hands. And as you feel that power, reach out your hand. Let's use your right hand and take the hand of God as you know God to be. breathing in, I am enough. Sharing that energy with God. I remember as a child singing a song, God is the Father, brothers all are we. Let us walk with our Father in perfect harmony. The same could be true if God were the mother. Feel the energy of holding hands with God, you and God. Breathing in, I am enough. I am fearless. I am creative. I am healing and healed. I am a healer. I am loved and I love. I am forgiving. Feel the energy of that breath coursing through your body. I am a manifester. And there, as you sit holding hands with God, allow your breath to merge with the breath of God. And feel the union between you and God. Feel yourself merging with God as you understand God to be. Feel the beauty of God. Allow it to fill your chest with air that is light and clear, fresh. Feel your connection with God. Understand your connection with God. Repeat, I am this. God is you. You're here as a part of God to show God to experience. I am that I am. And all the trillions and billions and trillions of parts in all the galaxies, on all the planets, we are connected to it all. We are all that is. We are a part of all that is. I am that I am is the message from God to you. Feel your body begin to have recognition, cellular recognition of that truth. As you and God sit here side by side, God showing his respect for you, you showing your respect for her. Feel the energy surrounding you. Feel the kindness of God emanating toward you. Feel I am that I am. The cellular connection that you have with God. Breathe out, I am who I am supposed to be. Every lesson that I have had in life has been designed to provide me an opportunity to remember who I am. I am enough. Now, taking the energy that has been created by your union with God on your right. Reach out and close the circle. And take the hand of God, as you know God to be, or as your neighbor knows God to be. As the person who joins this circle knows God. Because we always leave an opening for those who come. And with your left hand, begin to feel the wonder and beauty of the person sitting beside you. Recognize the similarities and the feelings that you experience. The reminder that you are not alone. The signal that you are enough. And now let us begin to join our breath with the person on your left side, pulling in fearless. I am fearless breath. Coming to the sacral chakra, I am creative. Pulling your fearless creative breath up, I am healed. I am healing. I am a healer. Feel that breath course through your body as you read in your mind these words, as you hear them and put them into your life experience, as you pull them out of you with the tools that you were born with. I am love. I am loved. I am loving. I am forgiven. I am forgiveness. Pulling it up, I am manifesting. And opening your breath now, let the circle swell as we all join our breath with God. And as we do, the circle that we are forming of love, of raised consciousness, is vibrating with the light and pulse of all that is. Feel the joy of that moment. Feel the joy of this experience right now as your heart expands with the realization that you are respected by God. Let go of the feelings of having been disrespected. Because the actions that we move forward with when we feel disrespected do not serve us. They do not serve who we are. They do not serve the great I am. I am not a disrespecter. I am kind. I am a respecter. Feel the glory of this circle, grace of this moment. As you sit here surrounded on all sides by love by God. As your body begins to feel light and airy and electrical, as you pull love into who you are and you recognize, I am that. I am all that God represents if I choose to allow myself to be. And when I do not allow myself to be, I need simply start over by sitting down and spending some time with myself, identifying who I am. Something we do not do very often as humans. Breathing in, I am enough. I am fearless. I am creative. I am loving. I am forgiving. I am manifesting. I am a part of God. And God cares about me enough that I am immediately available to God. And I'm going to continue this exercise by selecting another piece of music and letting us continue to evaluate who we are, where we are going. And this time, I'm going to use Solar Winds Stellar. Sometimes I cannot hear the music, and I have to presume that it's on. And if I go back and listen, which I do on occasion, yes. So keeping this space that you're in, where you are protected on both sides of you by love, by God, where it is safe to step into the past for a moment. I want you to turn your head, look back, and I want you to invite all those that you have disrespected to come to you. In this moment, protected by love, by God, surrounded by all that is. I want you to then go to a place in your mind that meets your expectations of beautiful. Whether it's a beach by the ocean with gently pounding waves, no waves, heavily pounding waves, whether the ocean has palm trees or pine trees, whether your place instead is in the mountains against pristine clear snow. In the desert with white, white sand. On a ship, in a dock, in a lounge chair, standing up, laying down. Whatever place is your place of beauty, take the hand of the person you most recently disrespected, and have that person take the hand of the next person, and go to that place of peace in your mind. And when you arrive, turn. Look at the person whose hand you are holding. God has never let go of you. God's hands are on your shoulders, on your back, supporting you. As you look at this person and you say, I love you. Forgive me. I could have selected better words. I could have fashioned my behavior in a better way. Hug that person and invite them to join our circle. And go to the next person. I'm sorry. I regret my words. I regret my actions. I could have chosen both in a better way. Forgive me. And now I'm going to leave you with the music a little bit louder. And I'm going to give you 3 minutes to go through this exercise of visualizing people that you have disrespected. You're doing this in the protection of having God beside you, with you. But you are doing this because this eats at you. And you are kind. And you are loving. And you are going to let go of all of this past behavior. And if the list is long, and you don't think you can finish it in 5 minutes, call us time to stand still. I guarantee you can. When the time is up, there will be no one in front of you. You are in charge of this. Do you feel brighter? Do you feel lighter? I am free of my past. No matter what decisions I have made in the past, I am free of them. I am enough. I am valuable. I am fearless. I am creative. I am healing. I am healed. Because it is those things that we have done in the past that we feel judged by others about, whether we are or not, that cut against the very fiber of the light that is within us, that cut against our believing we are enough, our being okay with who we are. Instead, people go through this process of thinking, well, if they just knew that. No matter what you may have done in the past, no matter what it was, the reality is that you are vital and valuable enough that God will come to your side to be with you and support you as you look at what the past is. And it doesn't take more than 5 minutes. If you're spending more than 5 minutes on what you should have done differently, you are losing the opportunity to make choices right now that show who you truly are. You are absorbed in that which is done, and you are not present in the present. And God is here for you every moment in the present to be by your side as you decide who you are. As each of us decide who I am. Respect starts with respecting the choices that you make, the words that you choose to use to manifest who you are. Who I am, to be all that you can be. I'm going to take us out with more music, just a little piece. It's called Sea of Tranquility. It is by Suspiria Electrica. I like this cutting edge music, the combination of sound. I'm not going to play this without talking, and I hope it plays clearly, because I'm not hearing any of the music today without it sounding as though it has some sort of wavery electronic wind over it. But in the sea of tranquility, as you are beginning to let go of all that was, and embrace all that is, as you recognize your value to the world, to all worlds, to God, as you see your connection and your role in starting to show kindness, let us all, each and every one of us, relax in the knowledge that we are enough. Be refreshed by the tranquility of knowing I am enough. Lead out without the labor of carrying the past on your shoulders, the proverbial albatross around your neck. Instead, be kind, be love, be secure, be safe. Know you are always protected by God. There is something beyond what other people do to you. There's something beyond what you allow yourself to believe other people are doing to you. And that is love. Infinite, eternal love. Even if the worst thing happened, and because of your differentness, you were ended in this life, you would live on eternally in love as part of God. You are enough. You matter. I am enough. I matter to God. I matter to mankind. I matter to the scheme of things. I am brave. I am willing to take chances to show love. There will not be a program next week. The next program will be in 2 weeks. And I really invite all of you to call in and let me know how you are showing respect for yourself. Take some time for you. Take 5 minutes every day. And decide for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? We'll be starting at 8:30 in 2 weeks, and between now and then, may love enfold you, may you know peace, and may you remember the luxurious moment here today, when you connected with God as you know God to be, when you became one with God, and you came face to face with who you are. Until next time, may love enfold you.